Our story today is called Turning the Other Cheek. Julio Diaz has a daily routine. Every night, the 31-year-old social worker ends his hour-long subway commute to the Bronx, one stop early just so he can eat at his favorite diner. One night last month, as Diaz stepped off the number 6 train and onto a nearby empty platform, his evening took an unexpected turn. As he was walking toward the stairs, a teenage boy approached and pulled out a knife. "He wants my money, so I just give him my wallet and told him, 'Here you go,' says Diaz. As the teen began to walk away, Diaz told him, 'Hey, wait a minute, you forgot something. If you're going to be robbing people for the rest of the night, you might want to take my coat to keep you warm.' The would-be robber looked at his would-be victim, like, 'What's going on here?' Diaz says. He asked me, 'Why are you doing this?' Diaz replied, 'If you're willing to risk your freedom for a few dollars, I guess you must really need the money. I mean, all I wanted to do was get dinner. And if you really want to join me, hey, you're more than welcome.' 'You know, I just felt maybe he really needs help,' said Diaz. But Diaz said he and the teen went into the diner and sat in a booth. The manager came by, the dishwashers, waiters, all said hi, says Diaz. The kid was like, 'You know everybody here. Do you own this place?' 'No, I just eat here a lot,' says Diaz. But he said, 'You're even nice to the dishwasher.' Diaz replied, 'Well, haven't you been taught that you should be nice to everybody?' 'Yeah, but I didn't think people actually behave that way,' said the teen. Diaz asked what he wanted out of life, and he said he had just a sad face. The teen couldn't answer or didn't want to. When the bill arrived, Diaz told the teen, 'Look, I guess you're going to have to pay for this bill because you have all my money. I can't pay for this. So if you give me my wallet back, I'll gladly treat you.' The teen didn't even think about it and returned the wallet, says Diaz. 'I gave him $20. I figure maybe it'll help him. I don't know.' Diaz said he did ask for something in return, the teen's knife, and he gave it to me. Afterward, when Diaz told his mother what happened, she said, 'You're the type of kid, if someone asked you for the time, you'd give them your watch.' Diaz said, 'I figure, you know, if you treat people right, you can only hope they treat you right. It's as simple as it gets in this complicated world.'" From Matthew 5, 38 through 42, Jesus said to his disciples, "You have heard it was said, an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. But I say to you, offer no resistance to the one who is evil. When someone strikes you on your right cheek, turn the other one as well. If anyone wants to go to law with you over your tunic, hand over your cloak as well. Should anyone press you into service for 1 mile, go for 2. Give to the one who asks of you, and do not turn your back on the one who wants to borrow." Thanks for joining us on the Glenn Story Corner podcast. Hear Glenn Story Corner live at 6:55 a.m. Central on the Relevant Radio Network. And if you have a Glenn Story Corner suggestion, email us at morningair@relevantradio.com.